USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump's election case is now moving to the pretrial phase after he pleaded not guilty to felony charges. Lisa Taylor has more.
Lawyers will be filing briefs leading up to the next hearing scheduled for August 28th, where a trial date is likely to be scheduled. Justice Department lawyers are pushing for the case to be tried quickly, while Trump's defense argues it could take years to review the government's evidence and gather their own. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Trump on Truth Social Friday called for the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene on his behalf. Trump is pleading not guilty to additional charges in his classified documents case. Those added charges are related to an alleged effort to delete surveillance video at Mar-a-Lago. All at the same time, Trump's back on the campaign trail with a speaking engagement Friday in Alabama and more plans for South Carolina on Saturday. New federal data shows U.S. employment rose by 187,000 jobs in July. The monthly jobs report also shows the unemployment rate remained essentially unchanged at 3.5%. The Biden administration says the report indicates slow and steady growth for the economy. The chaos caused by a Twitch streamer's impromptu giveaway event in New York City's Union Square has led to several arrests.
NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry says thousands of people gathered in the park with officers giving them several chances to leave.
After numerous warnings and after being assailed, hit with rocks and bottles and other debris, we started to make arrests to clear out the park.
Madry says the crowd spilled into the streets, saying he personally saw young people bleeding or having panic attacks.
You know, people were suffering out here. It was a lot of people. It was uncontrolled. It took us a while to get it under control, and a lot of young people got hurt.
I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
This is U.S.
Hey, this is Brant along with Sherry here. And so you hear me doing these spots for Metashare, and Sherry actually helps me with them. I get people actually in person saying, okay, Brant, for real, do you recommend this? Like, yeah, for real, I actually do. I'm not just saying stuff. So family, friends ask me about it. I'm like, yes, you should look into this. It's really a great option for a lot of people.
That's what I tell people. My experience has been, Metashare has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
It's so different from health insurance in a lot of great ways, honestly.
Yeah, and see, a lot of people who switch tell me that. It's the same reaction. They're very, very happy with it, and it gives them peace of mind and saves them a lot of money.
I would tell people, look into it.
Yep. So really, for reals, if you want to talk to them, they're great to talk to. I think you'll be impressed and happy you looked into it. So you do the phone number. I'm actually tired of doing all the phone numbers.
Okay.
Call now.
855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11. 855-BIBLE-11.
Nice job.
Thanks.
The 2018 mass shooting at a Parkland, Florida high school is being reenacted ahead of the civil trial of the school resource officer on duty at the time. Before the real bullets began ringing out again at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High, a bipartisan group of Congress members toured the halls.
I think that they understand the failures that happened today as we're walking through that building, we're identifying, and members are coming up to me saying, if we only had done this, if we only had done this.
Max Schachter, whose son died in the attack, helped lead a school safety town hall after the tour. On the Republican campaign trail, Chris Christie is showing his support for Ukraine in its war with Russia. The former New Jersey governor made an unannounced visit to Kyiv Friday and met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Meanwhile, candidate Tim Scott says he'll finish the border wall if he's elected president next year.
While speaking to reporters from Yuma, Arizona Friday, Scott said he estimates the wall along the southern border will cost about $10 billion. When asked about whether he'd end birthright citizenship for children whose parents are in the U.S. illegally, Scott said Congress would have to act to do so. Former President Trump has pledged to end birthright citizenship on the first day of office if he returns to the White House. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The president of Mexico has some harsh words for Texas's border security operation, calling the so-called floating border wall inhumane. Says the chain of buoys a violation of Mexico's sovereign rights. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Don't miss the final days of end-of-season deals during the truckload event at Lowe's. Right now, save on major appliances and get an additional 10% off in-store clearance appliances. Plus, take up to 25% off select storage totes like the Project Source Commander Tote. Just $11.98 was $15.98. Find big savings now. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/9. Exclusions apply while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.